Lamed test sif test. Lokach mimishen a mumcha. Person who bought tefillin from somebody who's not a mumcha. Lachatchila should only buy from a mumcha. But if there wasn't a mumcha, will be the evid. Tzorch lebodkim. You have to open up and check them to see that the palshus are good palshus. The chiddush is that a pedikah helps because pedikah can only help if it wasn't written properly. But if it was processed shaloi l'shmo, the ritzuas or the batim. And that is no way of knowing. So the assumption is that stamped tefillin were done properly. The truth is today it's not so simple, because unfortunately there have been too many cases on the market of ritzuas that were not made kalof b'chlal. Kopanim, if the only chash is mitzad the parshia is inside. So if you bought milokav men meyak tzitzos, you bought 100 batim, bought mem shloishak tzitzos, enough to check three of them. Either two of the Rosh and one of the Yad, or the other way around. We said this man, we could rely on the tefillin that he's selling. It's not necessary to be budding the other 97. If they were in bunches, that they were wrapped together in groups, then we assume that each bunch is from a different person, and mimela hemlakuchim, they were bought from different people. Afichach baitim called tzvat beis shel roish ve'echad shel yad, beis shel yad ve'echad shel roish. You look at each one of these bunches as an independent entity, and you have to check three out of that bunch, and then three out of the next one. Hamoichet tefillin v'amar shayu shel adam gadol. If a person selling tefillin, he says that they're from a great person. Neman, you trust him. Ve'enu tzrichim v'dika. You don't have to check them. Mr. Bruce says the reason why this person is believed to say that is because Eidech Adem and the Yisurin, and brings from Morgan Avram that you have to know that the one who is telling you this is a kosher Jew. Otherwise, you can't rely on what he's saying.